Blog Talk Radio.
No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight. Founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.
Father, I stretch.
Come on.
My hand to thee.
Come on.
No.
Amen. God bless. I hope you can hear me. If you can hear me, say amen. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the Spirit of God. You know, we always often say this here. We often say this in passing that we hope something can be said today. Something can be lifting up today to cause your day to start off right. You know, this is what we are today, to lift one another up in prayer, lift one another in praise. We believe that, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down. So we thank you for this ministry that God present today. We thank you for how the Holy Spirit already started on his way this morning, because it wasn't nothing that we did was so great on yesterday that he allowed us to be in his presence today. So we just thank him for this day. We thank him for the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm still off in this old Luke over here. I'm stuck in Luke for a minute, and prepping that we get through this thing, the same chapter, and it continues. But I want to ask you something. When the last time you see people use things, you know what I'm talking about? And I don't know, when we get through, I want to find out, have you really lost something? Have you really lost something? You know, someone said they lost something, you know. I lost my loved one. You know, I lost some things that I should have kept, you know. But I want to come by and tell you, when you're walking with the King, when you're being with God, there's going to be some things you got to separate yourself from. But then there's some things God give us something so we can lean on to and hold on to, and that's his unchanging hand. So we want to go with God in prayer. We want to thank him for the Holy Ghost. We want to thank him for what he has restored in this lesson. If you want to find it, it's in Luke chapter 14. We're going to be beginning at verse 28. Luke 14 and 28. I want to thank God for the Spirit, what he has in store right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for what you have bestowed on us today. We know, Father God, it was nothing that we did was so great that you allow us to be here today. Lord, we are binding the evil spirit to try to come against this ministry today, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to move any stubborn spirit right now, Father God. You know, sometimes we get kind of stubborn, Lord, but, Father God, you know what we need, Lord. So, Lord, humble us today, Lord, that we hear your word, Lord. Teach today, Lord. Preach your word today, Lord. Touch your people today, Father God, that they know that this is the way to go, Lord. We ask you in faith, Father God, believing, Father God, nothing moves out your will, but we just ask in the faith that you have your way, Lord. Bless your children today, Lord. Let them hear your voice today, Lord. Someone might ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Let it be through the preach word today, Lord. Let it be that someone said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you've done in this word all week long. We just ask you to just keep us today, Lord, as we always look at you first, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Witt. I was making sure that you can hear me. Thank you. May God bless you. Luke chapter 14 and 28, and it reads like this here. For which of you attend to build a tower, sit not down first and count the cost, whether he is sufficient to finish it, unless perhaps after he have laid the foundation is not able to finish it. All that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you are in this ministry that we call in kingdom building, or you're trying yourself to walk this walk, don't you know there is a price to pay? Don't you know in praying this price, it's already been paid for you and I? But he's asking right here in this parable, he said, consider your things you do in life. Consider what you're trying to do in life, because we at a point in our life right now, then if we don't consider ourselves what we're doing and count the cost before we do it, my brothers and sisters, there are consequences in what you go through life. Many scholars, Many people try to overlook things, but let me tell you something. Whatever you do on this side, whether it is good or bad, you will reap it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said this is a person taking a task. In his task, he was going to build this tower. And building a tower, he didn't consider the cost. You know, he took, you ever got something, and you just ran into it, you started, and you got all the way through it, you didn't have all your ingredients, or you didn't have all your tools, or you didn't have all the things you needed to finish the task, and you felt so bad. Man, I knew I should have went and got this. I knew. That's why in life, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it's a preparation that you sit down. And when you prepare this Christian walk that we're doing, if you're hearing me by the sound of my voice right now, I know you're preparing yourself to see the King. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't wake up Monday through Friday like this. Some of us Monday through Sunday. You don't wake up like this and start your day not preparing yourself for the end. You know, so you believe what you're doing right now that you'll be able seeing the King because what you put in. Now watch this. It wasn't because you did it so great. It wasn't because you ain't fall, because you've been a faithful to it. Abraham was a man that God called by his faith, right? His righteousness, he called it unto faith. And I want to tell you one thing. It wasn't that he did something so great. He was just because he believed God will provide. He believed that God would make a way. He had that much faith in God, and God just believed everything he did because of his righteousness that he had in him. I don't know about you. If you could get God to focus you on that altar right there, to believe in God, and God turn that into righteousness, I don't know about you. That's something like a beautiful thing when God can look at you because just what you believe in. Somebody think it's all about your action. No, it's not all about action. We learned a little while back in Ephesians there, it's not about action. The Bible tells us that man can't do this. It's about God's grace, the grace and favor that you have from God. It ain't about your own works. It's about what God's favor that he had for the church. And he gave it to us over 2,000 years ago. That's why he said when this person was building this tower, they count the cost. And then men of people will look at you and say, this man tried to build this tower, and look what happened. Look what happened. What happened to him? He couldn't finish it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't never start something while going to God first. When you want to do something for the Lord, make sure you get a communication with him and talk to him. And make sure you have to wait, watch this here, on your ministry. A lot of times we help people, and God is telling him, something we try to help them with, God might want them to stay there for a little while. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm talking some
right.
stuff when I say this here. You can help them,
right.
but when God has something on you, your help won't even move what they have on them. Help me, Holy Spirit. He already know what he's going to do to he or her in this situation. So I think about this tower. I think about this brother probably thought he had it all together. But what happened? Help me, Holy Spirit. You know what happened? He ran out. He ran out. He didn't count it all together. I don't know. Maybe it might not meant to some of you right now. May not be able to you when you see it right now. But I'm so glad of God, man, that he looked down through generations. He did down all these generations and see it. Now, you're going to see three different accounts that someone count the cost. You got to count the cost as a disciple. He said, or will a king go out to make war against another king? Sit not down first and counsel whether he is able to, with 10,000, to meet him that come against him with 20,000. Help me, Holy Spirit. Or else while he, and otherwise he was yet a great, great, great way off. And he sent it and desired to condition a peace. So likewise, whosoever he is of that forsake not the all he have cannot be my disciple. Now he's trying to twist me up right here. Let me back up and get this right. he said, oh king, go to make a war against another king. Sit not down first. Counsel whether he is able to with 10,000 meet with the one to come against him with 20,000, or else, while the other one yet a great far way, way off, and he's seeing another one in desired condition of peace. So likewise, whosoever he is of you that forsake not all that have cannot be his disciple. I many times that we came before God with a condition, right? God sees the cost. I mean, one young man God had told him he had too many people with him, Reverend. It was Gilead.
Mm-hmm.
He told him he was going to fight this war one time. And in this war, he looked at him, and this war was going to be a long battle. But God told him to do something. He said, take the man, help me, Holy Spirit, and take these men and put these men in this water, right? I want you to let them see how they drink this water. When they bow down, we're going to see which one you're going to keep. Ones who he kept was the one who had his eyes up and still was drinking, and the one had their face down, he didn't select them. So out of all the people he had, he ended up with 300 people, help me, Holy Spirit, to fight this war. I want to tell you, God is wise. God is so wise.
Yeah.
When you are doing something, most kings, they knew how to prepare for a war. You know, you got them four-star generals. You know, they got the people under them, and they sit there and they brainstorm before they make a move. You know, they already know, well, we less a man, but these people are so far, we can make peace with these guys before they come here. But he didn't count the cost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus wants you to count the cost. Gilead didn't count the cost because he trusted in God what he had for the church. Now watch this here. He took them same people. As long as Israel was looking at the Amalekites, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and Moses raising up his hand. Remember that fight they had? Long as Moses had the rod up, the people was winning, help me, Holy Spirit. And soon as Moses' arm went down, the Amalekites took over the children of Israel. And so what we were trying to tell you is, as long as they were looking at the rod, help me, Holy Spirit, because Aaron and Miriam was helping them hold his arm up because he got tired. And as long as he had nothing, they were winning. But that's why when you hear the scripture, we should lift up Jesus like Moses lift up that serpent in the mountain. So we should be lifting up Jesus the same way. Now why back up again?
Mm-hmm.
This king. The king know he didn't have enough. But what he gonna do? He gonna go anyway. If you could just have faith, help me, Holy Spirit. If you could just have faith and believe in God with through all the counseling that you've been through, count the cost. What's gonna happen? Don't you know if you go and fight for God and you die in Christ, there's a better gain? Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you move don't consider your temple, boy. Don't consider this body will go back to the dirt. Because if you fight for Christ, you're going to make it. You know why? Because you got an eternal life to see. Our eternal life is eternal life. The prophet that everyone on this phone by some of us is preparing to try to see him at the end. Somebody said, I'm already there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. But what we do Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, we keep trying to stay close to him. We try to hang around positive people. We try to get in the Word and try to keep ourselves close to the Word. So when we find our life changes, a challenge in life, we can grab one of these old scriptures. We can say, I know I read somewhere in the Word that God strengthened his people. I read somewhere in the Word God made a way for his children. I'm at a point in my life I want to trust him even if I don't understand. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some things, there are some pretty smart people out there. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some people really, really know the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you something. We still struggle. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we strangle and trying to find our way back home. But how you find the back way home? You have to seek the Lord while he may be near. Because he's getting nearer and closer and closer. The one scripture tells us this. Now, I read it a little while back. One scripture tells us it's going to be so far, men's going to be doing what they're doing, like what they're doing. Men's father against son, mother against daughter. Look what's happening right now. You can't tell what is what going on right now because the word is at its worst point. He said, then you'll know that his coming is coming near. But also, It has to reach all nations. Let me do this for Eric. He has to reach south. He has to reach north. It has to reach east and west. See, when you count the cost, it's worth it, my brothers and sisters, to sit here and believe and trust that he's coming back. They've been telling us over 10,000 years. That brother just sung a song from his heart, Paul Martin. He said, "Father, I stretch my hand to thee." You know, I don't know where you've been in life, what God got to take you to for you to look up to him and be more humble. Be more humble so you can see him. My brother had put me on the back line a while ago. He wanted the prayer for his grandbaby. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I don't know if there's ever a time that we need to pray for him. It wasn't them that was she was doing or he was going. She was going to get operated on. You know what I'm talking about? But he knew the call. He knew if I could get some people to touch and agree with him. You know what I'm talking about? Because he believed. You know what I'm talking about? But you remember that time Jesus went over that hill, that baby, that girl. And some of them didn't believe, Reverend. They didn't believe.
Right.
He didn't, he told the ones didn't believe. He told them, he really put them out and let the mother and the father stay in there. See, because you don't want to be around nobody that don't want to believe. You know, if you finna pray and you around somebody that don't believe, you don't want them in that prayer with you. Because what they do,
right.
They hit the prayer. Oh, hear me. But if you got two or three touching the green, would you believe God can do something? My brother says it's a done deal. But I found one thing, Reverend. God would not move out of his will. Help me, Holy Spirit.
I found out
he won't move out of his will. I tried him one time. I know he allowed that stuff to stay on for a little while longer. That's why he said in the 33 verse, he said, "So likewise, whosoever he of you that forsake not all that have," he said, "he that have it cannot be my disciple." I don't want nothing to hinder me from walking with God. I don't want nothing to stop me. If that's the case, I'm not saying we're not going to make a mistake. Watch what I'm saying now. I'm saying once you come in knowledge of what's going on, help me, Holy Spirit, once you find out what's right, you know what I'm talking about, you're supposed to stop, right, and ask God to help you in that situation. You don't supposed to just keep on going. I know it's tough sometimes. I know it gets, watch what, the temptation is there. Because the scripture says that one time they asked him to pray one time, teach us how to pray. But what part of that scripture stayed with me? He said, what is it, Reverend? Lead me not into temptation, Lord, but deliver me. What? For what?
Evil.
Oh, I feel bad God did that. I'm glad that he moved the evil and the temptation away from me. You know why? Because I know I'm not good for myself. I know if you lead me to myself, I'm going to lead more to the evil. I know if you lead me to myself, I'm going to lead more to the temptation. Now, watch this. Yeah, I do like cookies. I like ice cream. I like fried chicken. You know, like oxtail, because I keep on going. I like some greens, hot water, cornbread. It tempted me, man. But sometimes I got to let the plate push back from the plate sometimes. But just let me have one more piece of chicken. I'm all right, you know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about just that there. I'm talking about there's some things you know you don't supposed to be touching. There's some things you know you don't supposed to be getting yourself in. You have to count the cost. Now, watch this here. Now,
come on.
Properly, that if you do fall, get back on up. I sent a few things out the other day. I'm going to be home, y'all. I sent a few things out yesterday, and I was listening to this young man on Facebook talking about how Dewey Smith, he was talking about how, he has some truth in that. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of truth in that. But it's a lot of stuff we can't be wavered with. You know what I'm talking about? We can't be waving because of the world. You know what I'm talking about? We got to preach it and teach it, even if it's uncomfortable to someone who hearing it. You know why? Because we're not worrying about your flesh. We're worrying about your soul. And I believe in love. I believe we're supposed to show kindness. I believe the door of the church is open to every man and all mankind. We shouldn't be saying, well, you ain't saved, you can't come in there. Because if that is, that's the wrong church. Because when you went in there, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you went in there, it made it an imperfect church. Help me, Holy Spirit. We all go there for what? For help. We all go there for regeneration. We all go there to get lined up with the word. You know what I'm talking about? So we can't just sacrifice. I know that lifestyle, as we read in the word, is abomination to God. I do know that because the scripture says that. And also, it didn't never say you can't welcome them in there. It also said you, when they do come, you have to be real still on them because that's a stubborn spirit there. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's
right.
So stubborn because people think they were born like that. You know what I'm talking about? I learned in the Word, Nicodemus came around and Jesus told him, be reborn again. Nicodemus said, do I got to go back in my mother's womb? No, my brothers and sisters, no. All you got to do is ask God, hey, receive this son as what? As the Lord of your life. Believe me that he died and rose. My brothers and sisters, you are saved. Now, the foundation is not just there. It don't stop that. This is what we do to build on our faith. This is what we build on our salvation. When we come out like this here, we building. We helping each other. Earn, shop, and earn. We helping each other to see things better. So as I got closer to the Word, I could tolerate some of that stuff now. First, I couldn't. But now I can tolerate because I know God can change anybody. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to testify and get out of here when I say this. My mother had a real close friend, three of them, right? But one of them was a man. I was young, man. I didn't know what was going on. You know, the brother was dressed like a woman, right? You know what I'm saying? So so one day he came over there, you know. He came up dressed like a man. You know what I'm talking about? And I looked at him, I'm done, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's in the 60s, doc. I'm done, man. Look at him. I thought this man was a woman, you know what I'm talking about? And then find out in 73, I think it was 74, he changed his life, brother. He changed his life. You know what I'm saying? He changed his life. And then, well, you know what happened to him? He got married to a woman and had four kids. He changed his life. I seen this, man. As a young man, I seen this here, man. Seen this man change. So nobody can tell me you can't change. You got to want to change. You know what I'm talking about? That's just anything. You got to want to change. And we can't give up on people because, hey, that might not be your call. That might not be what God asked you to do. But what I find out, if you don't know how to lead them to God, take it to somebody can. Take it to someone who can stand with you and pray with this brother. Pray with that sister and say, God love you more than that sin. Come out that sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you this now. Watch this here. You want to go get some push because you said sin. But that's what it is. It is sin. People scared to say it. They'll talk about heaven. They could talk about getting money. They could talk about love. But when you start talking about sin, people get all uncomfortable. That is a spirit. Come out of them. Go back to the pitch you come from. God and when your mother birthed you, Reverend Henry, and your birth certificate, it said male. Yes.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't that changing that. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody said be reborn again spiritually, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about spiritually. Be reborn again in Christ. Now, I'm going to try to get out of this.
Sir.
Only way I can get out of this if you hear what I'm saying. It's out of love. We hate nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We dislike nobody. Let me put it this way. I don't hate nobody. I don't dislike nobody, but I do know a God. Help me, Holy Spirit, can reach someone when you can't even tap into. You know what I'm talking about? You know what God do to us sometimes, Reverend, when we try to minister to people? If you just be quiet and pray for that person, because that spirit don't hear you. Because one time it was three men trying to pray for a man one time, and that spirit jumped out and whooped them. You remember that, Reverend?
and then
when Jesus came and the spirit left, before that spirit left, he said, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know, but who is you?
You got to know
the Lord, man, when you're doing this ministry, man. It ain't no joke, because there's a spirit will talk. Oh, so now he talking crazy. Now, the spirit will talk. Keep talking to people. You'll find out that can't be him. You'll look at it and say, that can't be him. That don't sound like Eric. You know, that's like somebody that's working through Eric. You know what I'm talking about? So I want to tell you this morning, be aware of people who you're around, but pray for them. You know what I'm talking about? Don't give up on nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. You'll be surprised who God can change. You'll be very surprised who God can change. I'm going to get out of here. The salt is good. But if the salt have lost its savor, you say, with what shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. He said, but a man cast it out. He that, what did he say? He that had ear to hear, let him hear. My God, I want to tell you something. When he was dealing with his disciples with this here, he was letting them know that they're going to go through some things, Reverend. They're going to go through some things that mm-hmm. normal people wouldn't go through. When you're in this ministry of walking with God, you're going to go through some things. And the closer you get, the more you're going to go through it. You're going to be, that word again, tested. Tested. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through some things that, watch, Reverend, that God allowed to happen. Oh, you remember?
That's
again,
right.
You remember? That's how many times they came to Job? You might call him Job. How many times they came to Job? You might call him Job, Lord. But how many times they came to him? Every time they come, I was the only one left.
Mm-hmm.
He said I was only, it was three times they came to him. I was the only one left. That's what the record said.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one left. You know what I'm talking about? All the things
mm-hmm.
that Job heard that time, and he looked at God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he looked at God, he see God in a different way now, because you know why? He knew him early, Reverend. So he didn't turn from God. He didn't charge it to God when all this stuff came across. If we had one little thing come our way, man, I wonder if God see this. Man, let me tell you something. If something coming in your life, you his child, trust me, he already know. He already allowed
mm-hmm.
it to happen. Help me, Holy Spirit. And what you know he'll do, he'll give you strength to get through it. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how I read the book one time. I know it's over there in 1 Corinthians. Let's do this again. Make sure I get out of here when I do this. It's 1 Corinthians. Because that salt you're talking about, if you're a Christian and you can stop serving the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, and stop serving the Lord and start serving the adversary, I mean, you can do it without any conscience. My brothers, you need a deliverance. When you, if you set yourself there and stop walking with the Lord, you need a deliverance. You need to ask God to help you where you're weak at. Because any time a person takes something and stops doing it, help me, Holy Spirit, he's losing his touch, Reverend. He's losing her touch.
Mm.
When you walk away from God, have you ever felt weak before?
Mm.
Have you ever just felt so weak before? Jesus told, Paul was teaching the Corinthians, right, one time. I'm out here when I say this. He told them this in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. He said there has no temptation taking you for something as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted above that you are able. Help me, Holy Spirit. But the will with the temptation also make the way to escape. That's the word I'm looking for. That you may be able to bear it. So there, I read the word, right? And every time we use it, we say God won't put you in no place that you can't bear. But we never call that word escape, Reverend. Escape. That tells
mm-hmm.
you something. There's some things God going to tell you got to get out of there, Reverend, because you can't have it. He said, move out the way, Reverend. Move out the way, Eric. Move
mm-hmm.
out the way. Get out the way, because I know if you stay there, you're going to be tempted, and you're going to fall into it. So watch what I say here, Reverend. He'll allow us to see things and give us an opportunity to make that choice.
Leave
the state. And he's not going to force it on you now, but he's going to put in your spirit that what is right and wrong. So I'm telling you, the sage. You know, you ever try to season up your meat a little bit? You know, you put that sage on it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we know how sage
mm-hmm.
is. I remember we used to go to, what was that, back in the area. We used to go back hunting when we were little young, Rev. You ain't going to believe that, right? Old father just take us back out there hunting a little bit. And the first time I ever seen an outhouse, man, because they didn't have in Gilman, Texas, right? They didn't have no
mm-hmm.
bathroom, man. You know what I'm talking about? So we had to go to the outhouse, right? And then the first time I saw a smokehouse, my grandma and them had a smokehouse, man. Now watch it, man. I went in there and I saw all this meat hanging up there, and I saw my grandfather rubbing it down with this salt. You know what I'm talking about? He's trying to get the meat. You know, so it won't spoil or nothing, Reverend. You hear what I said, Reverend?
Right.
I wonder if he got some salt, didn't have this, it didn't lost his salt, you know what I'm talking about? His sage
mm-hmm.
in there, Reverend. He couldn't use it, Reverend. Because what it going to do? If he tried to put it on his meat, it wasn't going to what? Keep it right, you know? Have you ever
right.
that before?
Right.
You seen that, them, how they hound that meat back in the day? That's what they used to do. They put it at the meat market, Reverend. before they had the meat market, man.
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you, it ain't no good if you can't have no salt. If it ain't salt, if the salt loses its saltiness, it comes to sage. And if it does that, it takes it what? Like one of the it takes it like what? You stomping on your feet because ain't no good.
Mm-hmm. Good for
it's
them.
Not no
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When you look at that dodge here, in that time we found out there's a stew, right? They used to put everything off in the stew. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm trying to use it clean, right? And when they do this here, they do that for what? To flush it down, Reverend. And that's why it ain't worth it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So don't let nobody take your home. From don't let nobody take you to a point you walk away from God when he's talking to you. Because when you have the Lord in you, you're not going to be exempt for trial. You're not going to be exempt for tribulation. You better believe this. When I say this from the bottom of my heart, you're going to have more trials and more tribulation than you ever can imagine.
Yes.
Come on this side. We cannot tell you everything going to be peaches and cream, but I'll tell you one thing about this thing. He'll give you something to sustain through it, Reverend. He'll give you something to sustain to you, my sisters and brothers.
Yes, he will.
Walk
yes,
with the
will.
Lord. Consider cost when you're doing this here. Because when you're doing this, you're going to go through some adversity. But brothers and sisters, it ain't what you're going to do on this side. I learned this a long time ago, Brother D and sisters and brothers. It will pay off. Yes, sir. It will pay off. All the things. Now, you might. He told us earlier. He told us to forsake our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, even ourselves. Pick up that cross. Look what it's gonna count when you get it, Reverend. When you pick that cross up, Reverend, have you been battling up and down in life? Have you been going down every day? If it ain't this, it ain't that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you right now. I heard a man say one day, that's when you should thank him more for your trials.
Yes,
you should
sir.
Thank him more
yes,
for the trials. We're good to thank him for when it's going good, but can't we thank him for the trials? Can we thank him for the tribulation that he had bestowed on me? I want to leave you with this here. I want to leave this from the bottom of my heart. There is a temptation that is common to man. Should overtake a believer like us. Help me, Holy Spirit. The thing that to break the common man down is tearing the church down right today. You know what I'm talking about? So we have to notice them, but allow God to do what? The separation. We used to sing that song, I want to be in that number when all the saints come in. After the separation for the what? For the right and wrong. I want to be in that number, Reverend. We want to be in that number. And we know
yes,
one
Lord.
Day God going to separate it. He going to separate it. I tell you today, choose the Lord. That's the best thing you ever put your money on. Choose him, and I guarantee you from the bottom of my heart, that'd be the best decision you ever made. Best decision you ever made. And you're going to have what? Yeah, somebody want their nice home. Yeah, they want their husband. Yeah, they want that wife. They want all that stuff. They want to have all that stuff, Reverend. Right now, they can have it all. But, brother, that ain't nothing until you see his face. When you see his face. When you see his face, when you see him say, well done, my faithful servant.
Yes.
You've been over a few things, but come on up. I'll make you a minute. That's be a lot, but we're over a few things right now. But we ain't seen nothing until we see his face. So thank God for the word. Thank him for the Holy Spirit. My prayer that it keep you all day long. That it wake you up with a soft touch in your heart. Because we really believe that his Holy Spirit resides. What I mean by that, he's in the midst. We really believe that he's touching us right now. We really believe that when we lead this off of this ministry, we believe, now I'm not going to say myself, man, it helps me. It stretches me. It helps me to do what I do every day. Because I know it's a real life out there. I work with people who don't even serve God. I work around people that serve God. I work around people that don't even count the cost. I work around people that cut on, cut off. Amen. I can't judge them. All I got to do is try to be a light. When God gave me a place to minister, I minister. If he don't, I sit back. I don't try to judge nobody. I sit back and pray. I don't try to cast nobody here. I sit back and pray because I know the God that saved Eric will save anybody. You know what I'm talking about? And he said, you ain't did that. Yes, I did enough to go to hell. And I know I was going to hell because I wasn't looking to him. But somewhere down the line, someone prayed for me. And I think that's what got me in the situation I'm in today, calling on his name every day. Every day I call
the
Lord. All day sometimes I call the Lord. And a lot of times, don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me to myself.
Come on,
Lord.
Man.
Lord, keep me to myself, Lord. Help me, Lord. Because sometimes myself get to wrestling. You ever wrestle with yourself? You be wrestling, you know what I'm talking about? You be tossing and turning. And self get the better, what, to get the best out of you sometimes, Reverend. It gets the best out of you. So thank God for his word. Thank you for his Holy Ghost. May God keep you and hold you is my prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson.
You know, Reverend, before you do that, Reverend, it was something, it was one benediction I really loved. It was like, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rain softly upon your fields of you. Until we meet again, may God's grace hold you in the palm of his hand. Man, I like that. I like that meditation, right? He said, well, that's some encouragement there, Rabbit. We in good hands, brother.
Yes, sir.
I feel pretty good about something. Bless you,
man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you. Until we meet again. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful today. Beautiful today. Such a blessing. Lord, we count it as a privilege that God allows to come together one more time to reason in his word. I urge you that you take this word that was taught. Let it go in your heart and let God minister to you. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, it is a blessing. And take him at his word. What he tell you. Receive it, accept it, and draw nigh unto him. Thank you. Thank you, Rev. Yes, sir. Thank you. Remembering. Ain't more to sin than remembering. Praise God. Nothing, not even failing memories can separate us from his love and care. We have his word on it. God promise says never fail. Praise God. Praise God. Also, she sends in luring away. Lured away. Pray your way. Post the urge of to do wrong. Pray your way past the urge. Sorry. pray your way past the urge to do wrong. Praise the Lord. When temptation come upon you, resist it. When you feel like you made a mistake, repent. When you feel yourself getting weak, ask for strength. Talk to God about it. Lean not to your own understanding, but lean to God's understanding. Hallelujah. If we left to ourselves, we surely will drift away, but if we keep our hand in God's hand and depend upon him and seek after him, hallelujah, seek him while he may be found. And God will continue to be faithful. We just read in that verse 13, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, the God who is faithful. In that verse, it tells us he is faithful. Hallelujah. See, he'll keep us when we can't keep ourselves. Hallelujah. He'll hold us when our grips start to loosen. Praise God. God bless you. You open, Brother D.
Amen. He'll hold you, Rev. Praise God, who's truly the head of my life. just stopping by the throne this morning just to tell God thank you once more and again for blessing us with the word, blessing us with life. As my brother was speaking, I had a couple of scriptures came to mind. One says, you have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. See, when you really have the knowledge of God, then you understand the other scripture that came to mind. And Martha just touched on it when she said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. See, when you know God, you let nothing separate you. When you know him, when you know of him, you can be separated from him. You're walking along the path with him. But when you know God, you're truly walking with him. When you know him, I thank God for Jesus this morning. I thank him for his blessings. I called my brother this morning, was touching, agreeing in prayer. My heart went up for surgery this morning. I want to let him know that my son has already called me and let me know that he called her a trooper. He said she's in recovery right now. So just tell God thank you. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. She's in recovery right now.
That's
all right, baby. Baby.
Lord, wrap his arms around him once more.
I could tell you, I heard my brother say yesterday, I pray for something and I might get it down the road. It's right now. If you get it a little later, it's right now. Either right now, God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Brother, you go get out the way this morning. I have truly enjoyed the service again. And I'm feeling overzealous and joy this morning. So the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Count the cost, brother. Count the cost.
Yes, sir. I wanted to call you this morning. I knew someone was going to man the show, so I borrowed Brother Eric for a moment and brought Chill to be one in prayer. And the Lord has showed up.
We when the brother pulled him in, after when Paul Martin was coming on, he was finna taking on to another height. By far, I stretched my hand to knee, and when he called me, I know it's got to be something. Because you know I'm on the radio, I'm on the brag of the podcast. We finna get in. I said he must want something. Let me hit him up. I said he know what's going on. Let me see what's going on. You never know. And what's a code about it, he know God. And then there was another thing about it. He know what the scripture said. If we just get two or three, and he had that three, touching the green, he believed God would be in the mess.
Amen.
And he's like, his little favorite scripture, Isaiah over there, what did he say? What did Isaiah say? Why you what? Calling or what?
You're called. I've already asked you for prayer. She's in recovery right now.
Yes, sir.
My little 4-year-old. That's my heart. That's my baby.
That's all right.
Have a special place, don't they? Them grandkids have a special place.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They take a special place.
And all of them think they're number one. All of them think they're number one. The oldest and the youngest.
I got a 3-year-old. He'll come sit on my lap. If he put his hand on me, she'll move his hand and put her hand. He put his arm around me. She put her arm around me.
They tough, man.
My baby. But the Lord has showed up. that showed out just like I knew you would.
Man, I just thank God for his, I just thank God don't never leave us, man, you know, because we come to him like that, man.
Yes.
We come to him in faith. When you come to God in faith, man, he will answer, man. He will answer. I really believe it. And now, what I love about God, though, Brother D, you know, I love about God, and this ain't cliche, though, but I'm going to tell you something. He is on time. I'm telling you, on time.
He's an on time God.
I'm talking about on time. Somebody said, well, man, I had my bills got cut off. I mean, I had a few things got, you know, disconnected, you know, the repo.
Yeah.
But you know what? He know how far to take you. Everything is a lesson and a test and a tool, you know. So whatever you do, consider the cost, Reverend. Consider the cost.
That's
right. He told us don't do nothing foolish, you know what I'm talking about? If you got it, if you don't get this trip, don't trip when I'm just using it for the illustration, right? Hey, don't get, if you got a job, you making $5, right? And you want to go buy a car, and it costs $10. You know what I'm about?
You didn't consider the cost.
You didn't consider the cost.
Man.
You know you're going to be afraid, though. You know what I'm about? The first thing out your mouth, some of our mouth, well, God bless me with this.
That's right. Hey, you know, Rev, I've gone through that several times with people. I've told them, God bless you made about Volkswagen. You took it upon yourself to go buy that Cadillac. He didn't bless you. You bless yourself with it. God ain't going to give me that and take it back. He didn't take it back. You gave it to yourself.
No.
The Lord bless you with a $100,000 home. You went and bought a $500,000 home.
Yeah. See,
this is what I was saying. This is what I was saying the other day when I said serving the Lord would pay off every day. See, it pays off every day.
It does.
Serving the Lord paid off for me this morning. Not just the normal pay, not just the waking us up, allowing us to breathe his air, walk in his gravity. Not just that. God, serving God pays off. Because, see, you being protected don't even know you being protected.
Come on, man.
You got a security firm around you in places you're in danger in places you don't even know you're in danger in.
Come on, man.
I walked into a store one night. This is a God having truth. A young man walked up behind me. He said, hey, what up, D, man? I said, man, I ain't D. I've been called D all my life. I said, man, I ain't D. See, serving the Lord pays off right now. I walked out the store, and I walked into the restaurant attached to it. A friend of ours, she was like the manager there. When I walked in, normally she'd get real loud and start calling my name. And for some reason, she never said a word. And I said, what up, Lynette? And she just waved her hand. Any other time, she'd be hollering, D, hold on a minute. I got something to tell you. Ooh, I put up the bed, didn't say a word. The guy came in. You know when someone come up behind you and normally spell you. He came up behind me and started slapping the counter. He said, D-man, come on. I said, man, I must look like somebody you know. I said, I ain't D. And just, this is what I mean when I said, serve the Lord pays off right now. Normally, back then, I had that 357 cousin of mine with me. I didn't even have that pistol.
Uh-huh.
Pistols at home. Normally, I had it in my pocket. Now, I get my wife out, and I let her go before me. I'm playing around. So after she done got on, I said, you know what, Lord, if I just make it to the lot, I can get to the house and get my pistol. The Lord bless me. I could see the guy when he stood up on the rocker pillow of the car door. And I seen him put in his shirt when he walked in. And I said, man, I must look like somebody you know. When I made it to the lot, I broke and started running. I ran to the door and I grabbed my pistol. I'm on for battle now. And then when I thought about it, I said, fool, why go back? You done made the Lord and got you home. Why'd you go back out there? You don't know them, but they didn't know you. So I said, but that's what I mean when I said serving the Lord, it pays off daily. Serving God paid off for me this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was able to call my brothers, and we went in prayer for my child. And my son called me and said, Daddy, he said, she a trooper. I said, she doing fine. He said, your baby's in recovery right now. And she smiled. God is so good to her. God blesses us daily.
Yeah.
You got a security from around your sister and brothers. You don't even know you're there. You get yourself in a situation
you
don't even
believe,
know you're in them.
You believe that song. You believe that song, brother. What a friend we have in Jesus, right?
We have
you believe
in
that
Jesus.
Song, right? Don't you?
Oh, what a friend
there's a verse,
we have in Jesus.
There's a verse I like. Y'all don't want me to sing, do you? But there's a verse. It's a verse
on,
that I like. Really, 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 really
all
like.
Your grief.
He said,
and seeing he bear.
That's it. That's it. It is. He said, take everything. He said, take everything.
Yeah.
To God in prayer.
Prayer.
Take it to God in prayer. That's what he said. That's what he said.
But I can't sing it now. If y'all want me to sing it, I'll try to sing it. Y'all want me? I'll try to sing it now. You better leave me alone. I'll try to sing it. You want me to sing it? Don't tip me now.
Yes,
don't tip me, brother. Don't tip me. Please don't tip me now. Don't tip me now. Don't tip me. Please.
Oh, what a friend we have.
I'll sing it, man. I'll sing it if you don't want
Yes,
don't tip me now. I got a few notes in it, man. I didn't tell you to sing it real. I said, I'll sing it real. I can sing my song real. I can sing my song, man. So, I ain't got time for you guys, man. Y'all always try to take my song, man. You want anything about this song, real?
I was riding alone last night coming back from Indianapolis. And I was listening to the keynotes I sent my brother on last night. Yeah.
Don't watch this. Don't come on, man. Get what you say, man.
Yeah.
I'll put this in my safe for me. No, that's all right.
It can't get him. He stopped. It can't get him. He stopped.
Oh, man.
Let
me get this up, man.
God is good, brother. God is good to us.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we often say, man, that we often say that the door's always been open, right? It's always been open for people to come, man. We don't force nobody to say nothing. We don't force no people to ask for prayer, but we have to do it because that's what we believe. That I just don't want to never be in God's service, and we never offer up for salvation. You know, if you don't know him as your Savior, as your personal Savior, just hit the one button. If you need prayer, just hit the one button. If you didn't understand the lesson today, just hit the one button. We got enough brothers and sisters over here can right the divided. You know what I'm talking about? It might be explained a little different way. We got enough people who can explain it. But I want to leave you in your mind while you're thinking about that. Count the cost. Count the cost when you're walking this earth.
Amen.
Count the cost. When you do something in life, count it. And I ain't talking about just really just tangible things, you know. I'm in materialistic things. I'm talking about this walk with God. I'm talking about when you walk with God, count the cost, man. It's not saying you ain't going to mess up and you ain't going to have the wrong saying sometimes, but count it and say, Lord, I want to do better with you, Lord. I know I can do better with you. So know the Lord before you get out.
Amen.
If you need the prayer, you got enough prayer for people here We'll stand in agreement with you, you know, and I know they will pray with you, you know, and pray for you, you know, because we believe in prayer. We just pray not to believe, God.
Yes.
But we just pray not to believe it.
I swear we are. I'm dumb enough to believe it. Bro, America is crazy enough to believe it. I know my brother is crazy enough to believe that God is in the blessing business. My brother, I know Reverend Henry is dumb enough to believe that you may not think God sees you. But God knows you. You may not know him.
That's all.
You don't have a relationship with, but Reverend Henry dumb enough to believe that God know you. I just believe that Reverend Henry dumb enough to believe that. And we just dumb enough together. We will pray for you. We will ask the Lord to touch you. And dumb enough to believe he will. I believe he will. I've never seen God turn his back on one yet.
No,
Amen.
Only time God don't hear these favorite scriptures. You know, only time God don't hear you, then you got to get it from me, Brother D, is he don't hear a sinner's prayer. You know, he don't hear a sinner's prayer.
John 9:31.
Everybody wrestle with that, Brother D. They wrestle with it, Brother D. How it go, Brother D?
Yeah.
How that scripture go, Brother D?
The part I like best of all about when he started off, letting you know. He said, now we know.
That's
the final
word.
We know what he's about to say. We know this. He said, God did not hear a sinner's prayer. But see, you don't have to pray a sinner's prayer, Ray. My brother, you ain't got to pray a sinner's prayer. You don't have to stand your sin. Although you could have been a sinner at 8 o'clock this morning, but you can come out at 8:01. You ain't got, Lord, look here. Let me just talk to you, Lord, a moment. Father, I know I've sinned, and I know I've sinned against you. Right, Lord, I've tried to fix it myself. I can't fix myself, Lord. Father, I'm tore up from the floor. But if you would just come into my heart, if you would just give me another chance, Father, I'll serve you to the rest of my days. And I promise God will hear that. And thank you, Jesus. God will hear you. God will hear you. And then he'll answer you. He'll clean you up. A true story. A young man I've known, he's been a crackhead. I've known him for probably 50 years to be a crackhead. I got a call from a friend of mine about a month ago to tell me the guy was sleeping in the garage and he had lost his wife, home, everything. And God, he went to the Lord then cleaned him up. He was weighing about 80 pounds with two bricks in his pocket. Now they say 200 some pounds. He got him a job and he got back with his wife. Him and his wife back together. He's doing so good. I ain't telling me. They said, D, if you see him now, you wouldn't know him. It just goes, I'm saying that just to show you what God will do. If you just simply, the old people said, if you keep your hand closed, they say, can't nothing get out, but won't nothing get in. You got to open up and let him in. I know you got to let him in because he said, I stand at the door and I knock. He said, if any man, what he said, I know you've seen it before. He said, if any man let me in. He didn't say, I'm going to force the way in. He said, if you let me in, I'll support him to him with me. God wants to
Brother
do it.
Brother D.
Man.
So we got to
come
we
on.
Get off. Can you finish that scripture, though? Can you finish that scripture? He said, but that's for the worshiper. What he said about the worshiper?
Yeah.
Somebody worshiper.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What he said about
He hears.
Yeah.
He hears.
Yeah.
He let you know that you don't have to be a sinner when you come to it. You could have been a sinner before, but you ain't got to stay in the sin.
Yeah.
You see, that's Ramirez, that's one of the problems a lot of people have is that a lot of people think just because they're a sinner, they got to die and wallow in their sin. You don't have to live in your sin. I've told many people, you can't live above sin, but you ain't got to be a practicing sinner. That's why you hear my brother sometimes when he's praying, you hear him say, Father, forgive us for our sin, known and unknown.
That's right, man.
I'm not practicing. I've sinned along the way. And I didn't know I sinned. I did something I didn't know I done. So he'll forgive you for it.
I'm gonna put something on your mind, right? I don't know
when
we can do it.
Yeah,
it could be an open dialogue, you know, when we do this. I wanna deal with that marriage, right? I want to have an open dialogue with that marriage, you know what I'm talking about? Man came up with something. I've been trying to search it, and I want to find somewhere in the Bible. I read word for word. You know what I'm talking about? What did we come up with a certificate? Only time I've seen something about a certificate or a document is when he said Moses said it.
Moses. Yeah.
Because of
the heart
of your heart.
I haven't seen anything else.
Yeah. But never it says that you went to the preacher or you went to the court or the judge to get married, right? I've been searching, right? Now, I don't mind being wrong, right? I just want you to help me with it. I know man came up with the, you got to go for the justice peace, and you got to go for the man of God to get married. Biblically, it used to be you go to the father, and you tell the father for the hand of the woman. Am I correct?
The daughter.
And then you can go get little sister. You had to get big sister first, you know, Leah and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm from the dad with that. We ain't got to touch it today.
It's funny you said that because I wrestled with that myself, bro. Because he said, whom I put together, let no man set asunder. He didn't put the paper in there. Moses said, because of the hardness of your heart. Moses permitted you. And then another thing I brought with that, he says Moses permitted you to give her a writ of divorce.
Yeah. Yeah, he said him.
I got to respect that again.
I'm telling you, we're living in a time, right, that's so messed up right now. People playing with the word of God, right, just for understanding.
Yes.
It don't have to be Eric said. It don't have to be Brother D mm-hmm. said it. I don't know if Ray want to get in here with us, but it don't have to be Ray up said it. You know what I'm talking about? I just want to open a dialogue up. Can we can talk and converse
yeah.
with this, man.
That's a good one.
It don't have to be this. I don't think nothing really absolute, if you understand what I'm talking about, because God can, you can read the scripture today. The scripture we just read today and go back a couple of days or a month, and he'll give you a different revelation, you know what I'm talking about? So I know scripture
yeah, he will.
How God gives to us, you know what I'm talking about? But I do know.
Yes, he will.
Only time I have read now, I'm not saying I'm a scholar now. You know what I'm talking about? You might got a bunch of scholars on here. And I know when you get this talking about this here.
Definitely
you know,
not me.
So, if it ain't verbatim, you know what I'm talking about? You know, somebody said, what you saying, bro? But what I'm saying is this here. Sometime another, I've been asked a few questions, brother. That's why I brought it up too. Where is it at in the Bible that when Jesus said or God said that you had to go to the justice of peace or the man of God or minister to get married? You know what I'm talking about? And does that minister got to be ordained to do it? I mean, I have all kinds of questions, right? You know what I'm talking about? But what I'm saying is, we can dab in it. We got enough dough so they can handle that, you know. I just want to bring it open.
Yeah,
this is all for understanding. That's all it is. All for understanding.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I really think that's a good one to dive into because I've been asked a few times about that myself. And I've often said I'm going to do some more research. You know, some of that stuff, you read it so long ago and then you don't truly have a reason, I guess, to go back and read it again. Because like I said, he says for Moses to give, for me to him, to give her a divorcement. And he says, whom I put together, he said that no man took a thunder. I read somewhere in the Word where it says that marriage takes place in the heart, not on paper. See, that piece, I was explaining to many people, that piece of paper says, I looked at Reverend Henry's wife and I said, ooh, she's beautiful to me. But that piece of paper tells me she's already have a husband. That's for me to move on down the road.
I know we got dub into it, but I do know we got to live by the land, you know, the laws of the land, you know. I understand the Bible tells us that we got to do that. I just want to say
that's the word said.
When did it get, you know? But it don't have to be, it could be done with adult conversation. You know, talking about that nobody be arguing, fussing. You know, we can.
Exactly.
We can agree.
It's just for understanding, like I said, for understanding.
Yeah.
For understanding. Yeah. And I tell
you
something else, like what you just said, my brother.
You'd be surprised when we didn't come up with that common law stuff, you know. You'd be surprised that common law might be stronger than you think it is in God's eyes.
In God's eyes, you're right. How far you want to go into it.
Someone said, well, that's a sin. They didn't go in front of Justin P. They ain't going for the law, you know, and land this and that, you know. But I've been different on a lot of things. I've been praying, though, man. You know, I know
it's like you said that we ought to live by the law of the land. I've explained that to many people. The law of the land is supposed to be constructed by the Bible, by the Word of God.
Yeah, both.
That's where the law of the land, is supposed to be. You know?
Yeah.
So if the law of the land live by the word, and we live by the law of the land, we living by what? The word. So if we live by the word, then we don't have to worry about going astray. But it went astray somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. It don't say God we trust no more. Some of them took that all out of there.
No. It took so much out. They want to remove so much now. There was a time when a wedding took place. So do you take Brother D to be offered with a husband to love, to cherish, to honor, and obey. Now they signed out, but they don't want the obey part in there. Then they don't want to cherish.
Yeah.
Now they're going to write their own vows. You know, they just write their own vows.
Do their own thing. We're going to hear it again, Brother D. I think if it's God's will, we'll do it sometime next week. If it's God's will, you know. I want to dive into it, have a dope conversation. We might not get a tool to talk about it, but it's open though for anybody to come in. Put it on your table next week because I'm gonna read a little bit and try to look at that a little bit and see can we bring out a discussion with that. You know, it's a little controversial.
Yeah.
It's all right. We got one controversial person on here. Brother Dahl, he liked all that controversy stuff, so he probably got something to say about it, knowing him. You know what I'm talking about? About the controversy I ever met, you know? You know what I'm saying?
That Brother Dahl, bro.
Yeah.
Right now, he had one. What was that? Monday or Tuesday? He had one on his show.
Yeah, I hear what y'all said.
I heard that song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We get up out of here. We try to get out here in an hour. And it's amazing how we used to go in the background and stay hours and hours and hours.
Yeah,
and
you did.
Every day. Okay. Every day we go.
Well, you know what got told about yesterday, didn't you? You remember it was a certain person called us long-winded yesterday, right? You know what I'm talking about? He tried to narrow down who was the longest, Brother Tim. You know,
yeah.
Brother Tim.
He called out every name.
Pray for us, brother D. Come on, pray for us, man.
Amen. Bear with me. I tell you, I have one, though. We're going to do the best we can while we can for the best. Now, it's funny, bro, if you said pray for us, I was listening to a song before we got started talking in my head. It says that I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
Praise
I hope
God.
And pray that my sisters and brothers and take that with you through the course of the day. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Father God, we come to you this morning. Father, we just want to tell you thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for the preached word this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you for the servant that you allowed to come and give us the word, Father. Father, we thank you for just being God. And Father, we thank you for the special healing that you allowed to come, Brother Dean, pray this morning.
Yes,
we thank you for touching my grandchild this morning, knowing that just being able to talk to you, Lord, knowing within our heart that it would be a success before it even started. But we thank you for touching the doctor's hands and guiding him through. Thank you, Lord Jesus, knowing that it can only be done through you. Father, we know that healing comes by way of faith and prayer. We ask you, Father, to touch those that under the sound of our voice right now, Lord. Touch them and give them a mind to want to come in out the cold, to get to know you and the pardon of their sin. And one day, Lord, they'll be able to stand up and say, that was a time I was lost, but now I'm found. Father, we're just trying to tell them about a man that could save anybody, trying to give them understanding and a revelation to know that none has to be lost, Lord. Father, we know that you're able to heal right now. Whether you continue to bless right now, continue to touch right now, bless the sick, Lord. Touch the bereaved family. Give them a mind to know that even though they have lost some loved ones, let them know that, Father, you make no mistakes. Let them know, Lord, that whatever your decision was, it was the right one. Lord, we love you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. We ask that you just continue to touch this morning's service, Lord. Bless it that each and every day that you would add to. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We ask that you just add daily, Father, to your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty, magnificent name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you right now. Father, these blessed among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. There's a heart. Say amen. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know you as a healer, Lord. We know you as a way maker. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, I'm living this moment because of you. I wanna thank you and praise you. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Grace and mercy said, oh no,